Come be a part of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics with your host, Dr. Ed Holliday. Hear the voices of liberty speaking all across America. Doc Holliday provides thought-provoking interviews and commentary about the issues and actions that are afflicting this country and what we need to do to get America back on track. Get fired up. Get inspired. Get on board with Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right now.
And here we go.
Once again, that's the sound of rock cracking. You've got Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right here on WebTalkRadio.net. I'm your host, Ed Holliday. We're glad to have you. A lot of new listeners since the Republican convention. We put up some updates and talked about the Republican convention when I was a delegate from the state of Mississippi. So we got some new listeners. So welcome once again. And this show, we try to seek those things that will give us less government, more liberty, more freedom. And we're glad you're listening to us. And what this show is about today, we're going to go back, and we can't go deep in detail on the Republican convention and Democratic convention. I'm going to play some clips from now the Republican nominee, Donald Trump, and then the Democratic nominee, Hillary Clinton. We're going to play a couple of opening line speeches, compare a little bit of what happened at conventions. But more than that, when we talk about rock splitting politics, Donald Trump tripped up on some rocks right after the convention in the last couple of weeks. We could go into that. But the most important thing I want to point out is, yes, Donald Trump stumbled. Yes. There's some things I wish he wouldn't say. Sometimes I think he does say too much, like you've emailed me and we agree on that. But what you need to understand, just like Newt Gingrich said on our show last week, we had an exclusive with him saying the media, the press, is the offensive line for the Democratic Party, for Hillary Clinton. They want Hillary in there. And so what happened? They tried to push Trump on the ropes. They tried to had the president come out. It's like it was a coordinated effort between the White House, the Democratic Party, and the press. Everybody saying, well, Trump should just get out and people should distance themselves from this Republican nominee, and saying he's unfit. This is the Barack Obama telling the Donald Trump he was unfit to be president. This is the guy who's sent $150 billion to the most aggressive terrorist state in the world, Iran, and a horrible deal. They're breaking the deal even now. It was never signed into any kind of, it wasn't signed by the head of the Iranian government, the head of the Ayatollah there. It was not signed by Iran, and they're breaking it, and we've already given $150 billion. And Barack Obama says Donald Trump is unfit. My goodness. Yes, Donald Trump stumbled. Yes, he needs to learn some things. Yes, the people like Newt Gingrich and Mayor Rudolph Giuliani, they've got to get around him, strengthen him up. He's not a politician because he's never been elected or run for office. So give him a little bit of slack. I'll do that. Why? Because we have an election coming up in less than 100 days. The time is counting down, and I don't care about the party. I don't care about the names. This is what we're fighting for, the direction of our country. We keep going down the same road toward socialism and communism. We're already in socialism, but we're going toward communism. Do we keep going down that road, or do we make a change? And I'm saying get on the train to make a change. And that's what today's show will be about. Second half of the show, I've got some, I actually parallel what's going on now to June the 6th, 1944. And I tell people, that's what it feels like to me. Now, I was not in battle. I've talked to, had a cousin who went in, and a friend of mine was there, and I've talked about it on this show. There came off the landing crafts in the water on D-Day, and just for you to know, when I say that, I have a precious honor when we talk about June the 6th, 1944, and what so many men did and never came back so that we can have freedom. But I tell you, it's like some people in this battle with the fighting for the direction of this country, it's like they're shell-shocked Donald Trump's the nominee. But just like our soldiers on June the 6th, 1944, I mean, the landing craft has landed. There's a lot of people bruised, hurt, killed, died, okay? But we're in the middle of a battle. We can't stay right there on that beach. We can't stay in the sand. We will all die. The direction of our country won't be turned around. We have got to move forward. I don't care. The ideal situation is not there. I agree with you. I agree. It's not a perfect campaign that Trump's running. But there's something you need to understand. There's so much at stake in this election. And you'll hear it every time they say, oh, it's the most important election in our lifetimes. Folks, you can forget about lifetime. This is the most important election. Why? Because it's the direction of our country. We keep going forward toward oblivion of freedom, or we can turn it around. Those are the choices. And we got more to talk about in the second half of the show about that. But let's talk about Hillary Clinton. We don't play a lot of her clips on the show, so let's hear Hillary.
Thank you all for the great convention that we've had. And Chelsea, thank you. I am so proud to be your mother and so proud of the woman you've become. Thank you for bringing Mark into our family and Charlotte and Aiden into the world. And Bill, that conversation we started in the law library 45 years ago. It is still going strong. You know, that conversation has lasted through good times that filled us with joy and hard times that tested us. And I've even gotten a few words in along the way. On Tuesday night, I was so happy to see that my explainer-in-chief is still on the job. I'm also grateful to the rest of my family and to the friends of a lifetime. For all of you whose hard work brought us here tonight, and to those of you who joined this campaign this week, thank you. What a remarkable week it's been.
And of course, the crowd kept yelling and shouting. And so what do you think of Hillary? Well, what they tried to do the entire convention was convince the American people that she's human. She's a mother, a grandmother. She's a wife. She talked about Bill and their dreams and their lifetime. And you know what? This is what people know, that Clintons have spent a lifetime grabbing power, grasping for power, walking over people who they need to. And what did Bill do when he met with Loretta Lynch just a couple of days before Hillary Clinton was not indicted for breaking a law in her emails? How many times have we talked about Hillary Clinton, how she's got away with things that people have been thrown in jail for and fired for because of national security? And here we are, they're trying to humanize Hillary Clinton. And, remarkably, I think they succeeded because of the convention. But, you know, the convention didn't have any American flags before it was complained. They put people up there who have disrespected the law enforcement of this country. They had people who had turned their backs to a veteran as he spoke. I'm telling you, there was a huge difference. I mean, they had people who were celebrating and shouting out that they had abortions. I mean, there is a difference between the Democratic Party and Republican Party. Some people like to say, hey, they're all the same. No, it's not the same, people. It's not the same. Now, I told you, I think I mentioned last time, there was somebody showing all that trash at the end of each day at the convention. There's food and everything thrown on the floor. It just, you know, it was nasty looking. Republicans, you know, yes, there's some books and booklets and things under some seats that are left, but I mean, it wasn't trashed. There's just a difference between the Republicans and Democrats. Some big differences. And if, let's listen to what Donald Trump had to say on his speech. We'll put a little bit of Donald Trump here, and then I'm going to compare some things that you need to take note of.
Who would have believed that when we started this journey on June 16th last year, we, and I say we, because we are a team, would have received almost 14 million votes, the most in the history of the Republican Party, and that the Republican Party would get 60% more votes than it received 8 years ago. Who would have believed this? Who would have believed this? The Democrats, on the other hand, received 20% fewer votes than they got 4 years ago. Not so good. Not so good. Together, we will lead our party back to the White House, and we will lead our country back to safety, prosperity, and peace.
Now, who is it that says Donald Trump is always thinking of himself? Well, he talked about we, how we got to this position. Did you hear Hillary Clinton talking about we? It's about her. Well, we could go in a lot of details, but I want you to understand, Donald Trump, he said we started over a year ago. What did Hillary Clinton say 45 years ago? Conniving. And they've done everything to grasp for power. I hope Donald Trump can convince people and show that he can connect. And I believe in his speech, when he had his acceptance speech, and I was there at Cleveland at the Republican National Convention, and he connected with the people not only there, but I know he connected with people around America because I've talked to them. What's thrown them off is the news media. Now, Donald Trump says too much, and I'm not going to get in all the stuff he said. We could talk two or three shows about it. But, folks, forget about all the riff-raff stuff the press is trying to put out, and get. They're trying their best to keep Donald Trump off balance, and they're succeeding. He's got to focus in on what will win the election. We're talking about jobs, security. We're talking about the economy. We're talking about what people want to hear. And that's what he's got to stay focused on. The Democrats don't want to talk about the economy. They don't want to talk about Hillary Clinton's record. They want to talk about miscues of Donald Trump. So I'm going to keep this focused on this show because it's so important. Now, in the second half, I'm going to tell you why and what we need to do and how I feel about some people who are walking political zombies. You'll hear about it in the next segment. But let me just finish up the first half of the show by reminding you, you're listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You're listening to us right here on webtalkradio.net. We're glad to have you. Hey, we got a book out. It's called Doc Holliday Does. I've written it also with Dr. Alveda King, the niece of Martin Luther King Jr., and also Dr. Alex McFarland. It's called Bedrock Truths. You can get that book, 8 Uncompromising Principles for America Now. And that's why we're here and talking about what we need to do to stand up and be strong and be counted, and we got to change direction this country. So let me play this. This is what Donald Trump played as he finished his acceptance speech. I tune that came from the Rolling Stones, but they played a different version than the Stones. But here, take a listen to the Stones. And just like the Stones, I want to ask you, is it all right now? Is it all right now? Is America all right now? It will be when we get a Republican in the White House, a Republican-led Senate, and a Republican-led U.S. House of Representatives. Take a listen. Then the second half of the show is all yours. Couple weeks after conventions, Trump down in the polls, 10 points, 15 points, some say 7 points. It is very disillusioning. It's very disheartening. It's very much somewhere where the press, as we talked in last week's show, where Newt Gingrich said, listen, the press, you are the offensive line for Hillary Clinton. And that is where we are, where the press keeps pressing against the conservative, the moderate, the whole entire Republican arm because they want socialism. They want to fight for what they believe in. But there's more Americans that believe in freedom. And so let me take you back. Let me take you back to the sounds on June the 6th, 1944, when Americans hit the beaches in Normandy, and there they stood, and there they died. They died getting out of the boats that brought them into the shore. They died under the machine gun fire of the Germans. They died in wave after wave, but they kept coming. They got trapped on the beach. And what could they do? But they could not do anything but move forward, even though the road was rough. The sand was rich in American blood. It was a difficult time where leaders were not leading because the men were on the beach. The generals were off the shore. And what could happen? What could happen but that the men, these soldiers, these boys hitting the beach, they determined the only way out was to move forward. They couldn't go back on the landing craft. They couldn't go back to the ship. And the Republicans have got to understand, you cannot go back. Donald Trump is the nominee, and as much as you hate it, we are like those boys on D-Day on June 6, 1944. And there is a lot going back. And you can see the film, Saving Private Ryan. You can read the books by all the different historians. And I'm telling you, it was a rough day. We know that. But we're not in that period of time. We're not on the beach, but we're in a time that's very similar where America is in danger. What direction are we going to go? What is at stake in this election? And I'm telling you, it is a parallel time. You may not have wanted to get off that landing craft. You may not like being on the beach where you're being fired upon by the socialists, the communists, those who want to destroy this country, those who want to take it down against. They want to tear down liberty, tear down freedom, tear down the United States Constitution. What are you going to do? We are on that beach. Some of you are walking around dazed on the beach. You're going to get shot down. You are the political walking suiciders. You just soon die and give up. And that's not what's going to win this battle. That's not what's going to win this war. We have got to get together. Get yourself some cover. If you're shell-shocked, get somewhere, get some help. But you stay in the sand, you stay on the beach, you're going to politically die. You can't wait to another election. Hillary Clinton is going to put illegal immigration on the top of her list and bring more and more people in. They'll be able to vote. We'll never have another election where Republicans will have a chance. I don't care if you don't like Donald Trump. I don't care if you don't like the Republican Party. I don't care if you are against Hillary Clinton. If you want less abortions, I just had to let you hear some of that gunfire. That's what's coming against us. The pro-life movement. Listen, if Hillary Clinton appoints Supreme Court justices, it's just as good as killing millions of more babies. You say, well, what could happen? What could happen? What if we just all dove in the water? What about the men who came off those ships ready to fight and they ran out with all their armor? And they were weighted down and they fell in the water. It wasn't on the shore. They were sometimes 10, 15 feet of water and they sank to their deaths before they got into the battle. I told you on this show, a friend of mine, his father, he came through on D-Day and what he saw were people drowning because of the weight of their armor and gear. He started ripping his off and he told everybody else, get off the armor, get off your gear. And they swam in the shore and they survived. How many people did he save by just telling them, get off your gear? How many people are in the Never Trump movement who are dazed and just can't get it together? It's time to get off your gear. Get off those things that are holding you back and get forward into the battle because the machine guns are coming. It's going to be rough, folks. The communists hate us. The socialists hate us. We are what's standing between them and turning this country into a communist state. And we know that. We know that because there's no way else willing to stand up for liberty and freedom. And I don't care if you don't like some of the people in the Republican Party. There is no other ball game. Look, I heard U.S. Senator Roger Wicker speak, and he said, we have no other choice. And with billions of people across this world, what is it? 7-8 billion people on this planet? There's only two, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. One of those two are going to lead and be the president of the United States of America. Nowhere else, nowhere else on earth can anybody be elected president of the United States. People can run. There's people running in third, fourth party, fifth party, sixth party. Forget about them. You got a choice. It's Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump. What does Hillary Clinton represent? She represents the destruction of the Second Amendment rights that Americans hold dear. She represents abortion, folks. She's going to have more of it. Push for more of it. You've heard her. You know she's going to appoint the judges, not only on the Supreme Court, but four more years of judges. Listen, since 1992, we've had 24 years now. And out of those 24 years, 8 belong to Republicans being putting judges in federal courts. And 16 of those have belonged to the Democratic Party. Tell me, can we keep going the direction we're going? I don't care if you don't like Donald Trump. I don't care if you can't look at him and say, I'll vote for him. I don't care. You've got to look at the direction America is going. And brothers, sisters, let me tell you, go back to June 6, 1944. Those soldiers didn't have a chance. They didn't have a choice. They were on the landing gear, the landing craft. Some of them didn't even make it out of the landing craft. Mowed down my machine guns. Some of them made it off and sunk to their deaths and drowned. And some of them had to start thinking, no matter what the general said, no matter how they were trained, they had to learn how to survive and get off the beach and get on to the battle. And it was, you go back and watch Saving Private Ryan. Horrible. That's part of war. You can't plan things. We can't plan what Trump's going to say. We can't plan how the press is going to just ride on every bad thing there is. Yes, Trump has said too much. Yes, he opens his mouth. But folks, this election is more than Donald Trump. He is the nominee. He is the leader. But that doesn't mean he makes every decision. That doesn't mean he's not going to surround himself with good, strong people who will help him in his time of need. Folks, we're talking about the direction of the country. And if you can't understand that, think about June 6, 1944. That's where we are. Are you willing? Are you willing to protect your children? Are you willing to protect their future, the future of your grandchildren? This is not the time to be walking around political suicide master. And you can talk the talk all you want. Folks, you're not helping if you're walking around on the beach when the fire's coming. You can get yourself, if you don't go vote, I mean, it's just as good as laying down dying. Get into the fight, because we will never have this ground again. It will be taken away. We may be able to fight, but it won't be on favorable ground. It's going to be pushed more and more to the left. And I'm telling you, if we don't get protection on a wall, on a border, if we don't get this immigration under control, we've had it, folks. We'll be, just wrap it up. Socialism, communism. I mean, it's here. Who do you think the Democratic Party is now? Have you seen any Scoop Jacksons around lately? Of course not. These people are an Iran deal. How horrible. You know, and they're breaking the deal. We've talked about it here on this show. But Obama's Iran deal, which Hillary Clinton began, was a very big part of putting it together. Why we gave $150 billion right up front? I mean, I don't like to deal at all. But if you're going to deal with them, give them $150 billion of assets that we held, you don't give them to them all at one time. You sure don't fly over a plane of $400 million in cash, unmarked plane, fly it over and get four hostages on the same day. That's money for hostages, folks. It's putting your life and my life and every American soldier's life in danger. And this is the direction this country is going. We've gone that way. If we don't turn it around this election, you know, we can kiss the U.S. Supreme Court goodbye for 30, 40, 50 years. I don't care how horrible it gets when you elect conservatives for four elections. You can't undo the Supreme Court when they get appointments for 30 and 40 years. You understand me? We've got a battle going on. Wow. What is at stake? Let me tell you what's at stake here before we end the show. What is at stake in this election is Obamacare. It will be the law of the land for generations to come if you don't have the guts and the gall to stand up and fight and get a Republican elected in the United States Senate and the representatives. But more importantly, we must have the White House. Why? Well, the U.S. Senate and the U.S. House passed legislation to kill Obamacare, but the president vetoed it. Can you understand why it's so important to get a Republican president now? Obamacare is the law of the land for decades and hundreds of years, possibly. Because if we don't stop it now, it will never be stopped. Not in our lifetimes. What else? Well, just think about energy independence. This Congress, with over 60 votes, got past the filibuster in the U.S. Senate. They put on President Obama's desk the bill to build the pipeline, the XL pipeline, to get oil coming down through. Let's get energy independent. But the president vetoed it. Guess what? Hillary Clinton's going to veto it. We've got to get a Republican president. Think what can be done. Deregulation. We've had bills to stop the ambush of unions going in, and guess what? President Obama vetoed it. So we got a Republican Congress that has done some things that you may not have heard about, and as much as we can complain about it, they've laid some bills on the desk that President Obama's vetoed. We knew he would, but what happens when we get a Republican president? We can start passing some things. It's very important to understand. Don't look at Trump. If you don't like Trump, look at Pence. Look at the Republican platform. And if you want purity, go to the monastery. Go to a political monastery and just sit there and pray and fast and do all you want to. But it's not going to help the turn in the direction of this country. Now, if you want to go pray for the country and come down and vote and be a part of it, then please do. But don't pray for God to help this country and not be willing to make sure that Hillary Clinton is not the next president of the United States. I know some of you. You've told me you cannot stomach Donald Trump. I've heard it. But listen, you are walking around on D-Day, walking around just waiting to get your head blown off. You're walking suicide because you don't want to get in the battle. The Democrats love you. The communists love you. The socialists, they love you because you are not in the game. We don't have a lot of time left, but that's Doc Holliday giving the reason why we have got to get together, get in the battle. It's not easy. It's not pretty. It's not nice. It's not going to be perfect. Some days it'll be sloppy. But if we don't win this election and get the White House for the Republicans, keep the Republican Senate, and keep the Republican House, we will never get rid of Obamacare. We won't have Supreme Court justices that will protect the Second Amendment rights we have. There's so much at stake. Everything from the EPA and energy independence. And if we don't win this election, there's not going to be another chance. So hear me. Get out there. Get involved. Like it or not, you are in the battle. You're on the beach. Now, if you're going to go in there and fight those who hate freedom and hate liberty, then you need to get in the fight. If you're going to walk around like a political zombie waiting to get shot or torn down on the beach, then I can't help you. Go find somebody to help you mentally if you need to. But this is the stakes. These are the stakes. And if you don't understand that, and if you think by voting for Trump, you're praising Trump, or you're voting for a movement of turning this country around. Forget about voting for somebody. It's like this. The vote is to keep going in the direction we're going with four more years, a third term of Barack Obama, or to turn around this nation. Forget about names. Forget about parties. You vote to change by putting somebody else in, or you vote to continue the direction this country is going. And by a wide margin, Americans say they don't like the direction this country is going. So by golly, tell them this is what we're voting for. We're voting for change the direction of the country or keep going in the same way. That's it. Forget about parties. Forget about personalities. Forget about names. You vote to go forward the way we're going or vote to turn directions for America. Vote for turn, and you do that by voting for the Republican ticket. This is Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics with a special after convention intervention for those who have not yet gotten to the battle. It's time. It's time. We don't have a lot of time left. Go to the battle line. Go to the swing states. Contact your friends and relatives there. And really, really get involved now. Now is the time. And next week, we'll have some more of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. I'll see you then.
Thanks for joining us today, and remember to listen again next week for another edition of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You can order Ed's new book, Bedrock Truths, by clicking on the book cover right in front of you on the screen, or visit docholliday.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next week.